This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Come on, everybody.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Remember the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
And if you threw a party.
I'll tell you why we're playing this in a second.
You know, there's a new. They've rebooted the Golden Girls.
They're all dead. How do you reboot it?
Well, they've got new Golden Girls.
Betty White is not dead. Do not go there.
I don't ever talk about Betty White because when I talk about people, they tend to die.
Well, now you just talked about her.
Yeah, so that's good. I hope she gets to 100.
The reason we're playing the Golden Girls theme is apparently
Florida, which is God's waiting room.
I've never heard that before. If you want a vaccine, the best way is to just get into a Golden Girls outfit. There were some young women in Florida who said, you know what, I want that vaccine so bad, I'm going to dress up like a granny. And they did. And they got the vaccine.
So yesterday, we realized a couple of young ladies can dress up as grannies.
Oh. Caught in disguise, women accused of impersonating seniors to get the COVID vaccine.
Impersonating seniors.
This is News 6 at 11. I'm Matt Austin.
And I'm Lisa Bell.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Matt. Hi. Hey, is that a crime?
To be Lisa and Matt on TV?
No. But to impersonate seniors?
No.
No. No. Now, maybe going after and getting the vaccine, you could say, but what if you identify?
Right?
Because we're all into identify. What if I identify as a 72-year-old woman? Blanche?
No.
Six's Nikki Izaza is live outside the Orange County Convention Center.
Nikki Izaza.
Oh, okay.
Tonight where this happened. And Nikki, investigators just released some new information in this case.
Speak.
No, it's a delay.
Speak.
Because then you have to do this. You have to bob your head and then answer.
That's right. Lisa's Orange County's top health officer says the two wannabe grannies pulled off their disguise and successfully got the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. We have learned one of the women is in her 30s. The other is in her 40s.
Oh, no. Can I tell you why these women are stupid?
And one of them is a man, and it goes by the name of Larry Gatos.
No. Are you saying that I would do this? I would dress up like a granny?
In a heart.
All right. Hold on a second. All right, Becky Lynn, would I dress up like a grandpa and go and get the vaccine?
I don't know. You might.
For Pete's sake, Becky Lynn.
Here's the thing.
Becky knows. She knows.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You have to have an ID when you show up. Did they have fake IDs too?
I don't know. I'm 51 in South Carolina because I made a fake ID when I was in college.
Oh,
but I'm 47 normally. So I don't know
Rodrigo
if I could.
Mendez.
You still could not get it in South Carolina. 51 would not get you there.
Pablo, would I dress up like a grandfather and fake being an old person so I could get the vaccine?
I could see you doing that, yes.
Ah, jeez, Pablo.
Here's the way I look at this, right?
Jeez,
we all know you. By the way, we all know you to the point where I'm telling you now, if I told you, hey, Gatos, there's a 95% chance that if you throw on this granny outfit
from
the spirit store that you're going to get yourself a vaccine.
No, I'm not doing it.
You'd be like, I would never.
I would never do it.
Talk to me about it off the air.
You're all dead to me.
But the act was over just moments before they attempted to get their second dose, despite their convincing outfits.
Okay, why do you go back for the second shot dressed as grandma?
Because you've already got the first one. They thought they probably had to.
No. If you went online, they had to go online and get the shot. So whatever they put online, they put online. They got the first COVID vaccine.
Yeah. It's too late now.
But then when they showed up, they were dressed as grandma.
Yeah.
Well, they went for the second one. You don't have to dress up like grandma.
Yeah, they would too because
they
have their information. When you go in, they already know you're coming back for your second.
But you don't have to dress up like them.
But your first one said you were 80. So if you don't come back looking like
you're
80.
Nobody said they were 80.
You said they dressed up like a grandma.
They did, but they can't put the wrong birthday down.
They have to.
You think that they put the wrong birthday
down?
Yes,
I do. Yeah, I think they had a fake ID.
They had a fake ID?
I think they had to have a fake ID because they will ask you for your ID when you come through. At least they do here, and I can't imagine they don't in Florida, too.
So yesterday, we realized a couple of young ladies can dress up as grannies.
Listen to the laughing.
to get vaccinated for the second time.
Donning a convincing disguise, complete with gloves, glasses, and even a bonnet.
Oh, gosh.
A bonnet?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they went full.
What self-respecting grandma wears a bonnet?
You know what they did? They went to the spirit store and bought all of the old lady stuff they could find.
Oh, this is awful. I have to try this.
Dr. Raul Pino says when the two women returned to the convention center for their final shot in the arm, suspicions arose.
Yeah, they're like, their skin doesn't look like 75-year-old skin. They don't have the flab going on, you know, that the old people have. I think something smells bad.
It's just horrible about the old people.
They had a valid CDC card with vaccination.
Orange County Sheriff deputies arriving here at the convention
center. Oh, they called the police.
Center after they say vaccinators realized the pair fraudulently registered for an appointment with birth dates that didn't match.
Okay, there you go,
vaccinators. There you go.
See, that's all right. So what's worse, putting the wrong birthday down or dressing like a grandmother and showing up and getting the shot? Or does it just go hand in hand?
Or the first time, noticing any
That's
of this
what I
and giving them
out.
A shot anyways. You know why?
I think they had an insight.
It was probably somebody like me is like, hey, you made the effort.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty good. All right.
So I don't know how they escape the first time.
The sheriff's office identifying the women as Olga Monroy Ramirez.
Olga? That's an old name, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, it's like Dorothy, right? That's like you got to use
Ethel?
Ethel.
Edith.
Those are good ones, yes.
My grandmother was named Wita and Doris.
Mabel. That's a good one.
I like it. But Mabel's come around.
And Martha Vivian Monroy, and issuing a trespassing warning, despite the countless people seeking access to doses for seniors 65 and older.
There is a demand in this community. Now, remember, we are 1.5 million people in this county.
Dr. Pino reinforcing the desperation for the vaccine, saying appointments filled up within 45 minutes on Thursday.
All right.
Well, you know what? The way I look at it, you guys made the effort, and
they
made the effort.
They cheated.
I love it, though, because I don't know how they escaped the first time. Escaped. Yeah. Quick, make a run for it.
And I love that, like, the doctor is like, he's just like, well, you know, they were impersonating. And I'm like, the cops arrive. What do the cops say when they show up? What do you want us to do? Do you want us to try to get it back?
So is this the worst one that we've heard yet about trying to get a vaccine before it's your time? Because the other stuff we've heard is like a doctor here or there, or like a nurse or somebody, the vaccine was out almost too long, and then they said, well, let me just bring
this
home to my family.
But those people had access to the vaccine. Right. These people had no access other than their cunning skills.
Yeah. Mandy. Mandy in there?
No, she's just...
Because I was going to ask her if I would do something like this.
We all know you would.
I would not
would.
Do something like
yes,
that. No, know. I would not dress
would.
Up like a grandfather. Mm. Come on.
Yeah, he would. Look, even Pablo's still laughing. He totally would.
Jeez.
Oh, we
know
all
what?
Know. Anything for the opportunity to get this thing.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
110%.
No.
110%.
No.
Absolutely.
I think so. He'd do like, you know how LeBron did the Uncle Drew thing where he dresses
that's
like
what
an
I
old
totally
man? That's
thinking.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do to these people?
Jerk.
Nothing. There's nothing they can do.
I mean, no,
do.
I know, but it's like they were having this big press conference. They escaped. You know, it's like, okay, it was pretty ingenious.
Don't you think
do it again.
Don't
anybody else do
this. Well, and at this point, too, don't you go, right, look, guys, we're going to have to call you back because you guys do need your second shot. So just don't tell anybody we gave it to them. And it was a stern warning, and you guys are going to get on with it.
And let's move on.
They don't have to get their second shot.
No, they don't.
If they had realized it after the first one, then they could have called them back and said, well, we still need to give you the second one.
No.
You got it fraudulently.
The first one, and you dressed up as grandma. You came back for the second one. You didn't get that shot.
Do we know? They didn't get it.
They didn't get it, and now you're not getting it.
No, they should have given it to them, and then,
scolded them?
Community service, maybe.
You know what I would have done? Hmm. You guys got to come back tomorrow, and you guys are going to have to volunteer.
Volunteer, yes, absolutely.
But they'd be fine with that. They would go so far as to get the vaccine and to dress up as a grandmother.
I know plenty of people who are volunteering.
I do, too, and getting the vaccine.
To get the vaccine.
That's
nothing
wrong with
are you
that.
Volunteering?
Because I'm going to just wait. And I don't, I wake my days off. I don't want to be around a lot of people.
I mean, I know somebody very close to me that volunteered. He wears a pink shirt right now, wears two masks. Every
Why
time
don't we
gets,
not lock this door?
Every time he gets a new shot, he adds another mask.
Here's Lloyd Banks, who has just made his way onto the show.
Gentlemen, question. I haven't been listening at all. Gatos, why did you give me a note that said you need old man clothes from the thrift store?
We're done here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Coming up next, hey, what's it like to be naked and afraid in Wickenburg? We're going to talk about that. Becky Lynn, you are dead to me because, of course, you said that I would do this and I would not dress as a grandfather.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us.
Before we get to what is it like to be naked and afraid in Wickenburg, because that's the greatest story of the week, Pfizer has some breaking news today.
Yes.
Their vaccine does not have to be kept in Arctic temperatures anymore.
It can't be kept in, like Johnson & Johnson can pretty much be kept in a regular, almost refrigerator, but it needs to be kept in a refrigerator that most every store has, all of which is just, it keeps it right around zero-ish.
So
maybe to like five degrees.
So why aren't we, if that's the case, and I don't know if America has, I think it was what, did the UK say that?
The UK, Israel did a study, okay. And it's peer reviewed, and so was BioNTech and Pfizer were doing reviewed, and Lancet published it today.
Well, if that's the case, we should be putting Pfizer in...
everywhere.
In CVS, Walgreens, Target, everywhere.
It was already going there anyways. But they weren't going there in massive. Each Walgreens, and between all of the 6,300 pharmacies, they're only going to get about 150.
Well, that's because nobody had one of the big refrigerators to put all that stuff in.
Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about that stuff now.
Well, this is a game changer.
Well, it's a game changer to the point where we may not need to have these vaccine facilities anymore.
What, State Farm?
Mm-hmm. Because you could just go to any pharmacy.
Well, I think there's certainly a reason why we had them.
Yeah, but we may not need them anymore.
We may not. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I mean... I think that's a huge, huge game changer. And some people were also saying this, that the Pfizer vaccine, just do one dose.
Mm-hmm.
One dose. Now, my wife got both doses. Now, I guess, what, 95% protected?
Yes.
But after the first dose of Pfizer, you're what? Almost
after 15 to 28 days, you are 85% of their perfection rate is 85%.
Well, I got to tell you, you may have been right the whole time. They might want to just take the one shot and give it to everybody.
That's exactly
it. And do
it
faster.
Do it faster, but, faster. Stop worrying about, let's make everything equal. Look, here, it's everywhere. Now's your chance. Go to your local pharmacy. Do whatever you have to do. Get yourself to a place where it's available.
Yeah.
And let's get on with our lives.
All right. When's the last time you were in Wickenburg? Is that a negatory never?
No,
ever?
I've been through there.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but it's been a long time.
Is that a vacation spot for you?
It's not a vacation
spot. It is not. Okay.
No.
Well, there was a woman who decided to...
We have a lot of stuff that comes from Wickenburg.
Isn't it wonderful for us?
It is one of those places,
it's
right?
Terrific.
What do we have there? We had the no-mask restaurant or cafe.
Pablo? Yeah, it was a cafe, the no-mask cafe.
I remember
the sheriff was like, eh.
Yeah. Everybody was mad.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Don't worry about the mask. It's all good. Well, what happened in Wickenburg? Well, there was this lady, and she got boozed up.
The women went to this bar first. The staff tells me she had a couple of glasses of wine.
Shocker.
Men went to a boutique in the back, and according to witnesses, that is where she bared her body and soul for all of Wickenburg to see.
Now, why would somebody do that? You go, you have a couple of pops at a bar.
What do you bet she had a few before she arrived at said
bar? Oh, she had plenty.
Before she even got there.
But then you go to a boutique and you take all your clothes off?
She pre-gamed, as they would say.
This fleeting shot of a half-naked woman only tells the backside of this bizarre story.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. That's one pun. Is it a pun? Is that what that's called?
That is right.
Is that a pun?
Becky Lynn, is that a pun?
That's pun.
I've been here 16 years. I've never had this problem, ever.
It was late Tuesday afternoon. A woman walks into the Cactus Flower and starts trying things on in the middle of the store. The charges ringing up past $4,000, well beyond the bare necessities.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Becky Lynn, was that a pun too?
That's another one.
Okay. Two so far.
Two.
Naked woman, Wickenburg, flower store. It's a flower store? It's not a flower store if she's trying crap on. Doesn't matter.
And then when her card was declined, the customer revealed herself.
Oh, three.
Now, three.
Here's the thing. She didn't just reveal herself. That was after she flipped out and yelled at everybody. told her how rich she was and that she gets a $10,000 a day allowance. Sounds very familiar, like Becky Lynn, who gets a $10,000 a day allowance and all she has to do is call her banker.
Customer revealed herself in more ways than one, letting the owner, Karen, know.
I have the money. I can do what I want. And she had that kind of an attitude, and it just went from there.
Karen says the woman then cursed her up and down, tossed wine everywhere, tore items off the wall, and then tried to take off with $800 worth of merchandise on her back.
You can't leave. That's when she proceeded to take everything off. And I mean everything.
So there's that.
Police were called and later caught up to Melissa Hahn, now out of her birthday suit and into the stuff she allegedly stole. She was booked on charges of theft, disorderly conduct.
Come on, give me one more good one. Come on.
And indecent exposure. As for Karen, she plans to press charges for the mess and missing merchandise. And that's the naked truth.
Hey, you, sir, are punny.
You are good.
You don't see that in Wickenburg. Wickenburg is a very quiet cowboy town.
Yeah, people don't get naked in Wickenburg.
It wasn't a good look for her, by the way.
No, it was not.
You know what? I know they have to say it, allegedly. Like, she's standing there with all of those tags and everything. Mm-hmm. She's got the little thing because she probably ran out. They probably had those little beep. Those little things that beep you when you go through the door.
And if you try and open it, blue stuff gets all over you.
She's just allegedly. It's important.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right. Naked and afraid in Wickenburg. Who was more afraid? The woman that was in the clothes or the person that owned the store?
Person who owned the store.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
I would
absolutely.
Agree. There's no doubt about it. All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Could a Texas-type utility crisis happen to us in Arizona over the summer?
Ooh.
Like, what if we lost power for like 4 days over the summer and it's like 120?
Interesting.
That's why I just said it, because we're an interesting show.
We are an interesting show.
And the show, if you don't know, is it's the Gatos and Chad show.
That's what we are.
Hit it!
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad show.
You know, I saw a picture from Mars, and it was actually a color photo, which I was happy about, because yesterday I saw these black and whites, and I'm like, How do we send this rover thing to Mars and we can't even have like HD?
I said there would be
HD.
Color.
Well, I'm happy.
Take a little bit.
Yeah, I was just happy about that.
You know, I mean,
I'm still not excited over the story though. I tried to get into it last night. I just can't do it.
Well, no, of course you can't.
I know that you love the story.
I just love all the cool things about what goes on with this stuff and what we're able to do. How we continue to grow.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, it's awesome. No, because everything's just, look.
I don't think that's it.
Like the UFO thing, I mean.
That's it.
Here's my thing.
You're looking for UFOs
in
Mars.
The reality is there's something else out there.
No, there's not.
And whether it's out there or it's in another dimension.
You and your UFOs, I just love picking on you.
And by the way, UFOs doesn't mean they're aliens.
True.
They just mean unidentified flying objects.
Yeah. Are we not allowed to say that anymore?
Probably
that
like, not. Probably like... some politically correct. You've really hurt somebody's feelings. We got a message from Click Clack. And they said they were very upset.
Oh, okay. I'm still trying, though, because you're so into the Mars story. I'm trying to get into it. But so far, I haven't been able to.
No, of course.
I just wanted to let you know. It's still a, I've been, what about, meh. So that's, it's a, meh. It's kind of a story for me. You get so mad.
I don't. I mean, I get why people aren't interested.
I'm not interested.
I get that.
We've already been there. But anyway.
You haven't.
I would go.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, sure I would.
I'd dress up like grandma.
I'd throw up all over the place on the way there. It would be fantastic.
And by the way, for those of you not keeping score, the ride for humans there is not 7 months. It's way longer.
It's 8 months.
It's longer.
Oh, it's longer
it's
than
years
seven.
Upon years. Yeah, because you're not going to go 50,000 miles an hour.
I think you should.
You would not survive.
You probably would not. Here's a question. We know what's happened in Texas. We've put people on the air from Texas. And they've told us, you know, how awful it is. Pipes bursting in the house. They're burning their own furniture because they're cold, putting it in the fireplace. And so I guess a couple days ago, SRP said, listen, you know, you live in Arizona. Don't put the heat on because it'll help your fellow Texans, your neighbors. Don't take the jacuzzi or, you know, if you've got an outdoor fire pit that's gas, don't do that. I kind of ignored all that.
Yeah.
Did you ignore it, too? Do you feel bad about ignoring it? I know you ignored it. You felt bad.
No, I didn't either. I didn't feel bad at all.
So here's the deal. I guess if you conserve some energy, like if you conserve energy now in Arizona, is that going to make the power
here's
go
why
on
a lot of
quicker
that's baloney.
In Texas? The answer is no.
Here's why that's a lot of baloney.
It's hot garbage.
Texas is an independent energy producer for themselves.
Then why can't I take a jacuzzi in Arizona?
Because God only knows they're probably coming up with some baloney. Hey, if we can get people to slow down using energy, we'll talk about that because we may have to help Texas out. Mm. So this may help. Shit.
All right. Serious question, though.
What?
Like, what happened in Texas happened because of the frigid weather. Okay, you called it a once in a lifetime storm.
Yeah.
Or a once-in-a-hundred-year storm.
Once-in-a-hundred-year storm.
Okay. So if that's what happened in Texas, and they clearly were not prepared, they're prepared for the heat. They're not prepared for the cold. That's a no-brainer. You got millions of people over there with no power for days and days and days. Could something like that happen in Arizona over the summer? What would happen if here in the valley, you know, we hit July, and our power grid, boom, and we're without power for 4 or 5 days? How do you do that? Because people will die. I know that people freeze and they die, and they've done, and some people unfortunately have done that in Texas.
People die all the time for the heat too.
Right, absolutely. In Arizona, we have heard how many times have we done a story about there's an elderly person and you know her air conditioner went out for 2 days and she died.
Yeah, you know what? Really, it's bad. Places in Europe where they're not set up to have air conditioning because it's really never gets that. And they have a heat wave, and you get a lot of elderly people that die.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, sometimes you have, like, I know they had heating centers in some places, that some people were saying yesterday. Yeah. And we have cooling centers, even now.
We have water centers.
Yeah, like water centers, cooling centers. I don't know. I mean, it would be insane to think that it would go. We could have rolling blackouts. We could have, you know, they could conserve energy kind of scenario and stuff. But I just don't foresee that happening.
But you know what we could do? You can't go to a hotel because there's no power in Arizona. Middle of summer. Can't do that. They don't. You could be in a pool. That works.
That does work, right?
Okay.
Guys are sleeping in the pool. And you can sleep outside at night.
You can sleep outside, but that's going to probably be pretty uncomfortable. But if you don't have AC in your house... Your house is 100 degrees.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. So your house will be 100 degrees. How else could you escape? You could go up north.
You could.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Go to San Diego.
You could. Yeah. You absolutely could.
Yeah.
So, and that's the difference, because in Texas, there's snow. People couldn't get out. It's not like you could just go to a neighboring state. You were stuck. You were stuck.
Yeah.
And so in Arizona, we could go up to Sedona. You could go up to Flagstaff.
Yeah, because you could drive on hot roads.
Yeah. You could go camping.
You could.
Which I could never do because...
Because why would you
why
want
would
to,
I do
right?
that?
Like, we should just do what the indigenous people did 200 years ago here. We have to change our schedule, do everything at night, and sleep by the rivers.
Well, people do that all the time, right? Like, I'll drive in... Well, as I drive in early in the morning. When I know in summertime, people that live here full time, they change their schedule. Well, they'll jog at 2 in the morning instead of jogging in the... You know, that's what they do.
Or if you're doing a construction job... You show up early morning.
Yeah.
You show up at 4 a.m. and you go and do your thing and you're done by noon. If you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's easy. So if it happened in Arizona, I think it would be easier for us to escape it than Texas.
Yeah. The heat is easier to escape as far as the living part, as long as you have water.
Right.
And you're going to be okay. That's way easier to escape than the cold. But... Both of them will kill you if you can't get to water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, frostbite kills you fast. There's a hypothermia and stuff like that will kill you. We're not going to be there because it's just not going to happen. I mean, we can have some blackouts. We can have some stuff like that. Plus, the other thing, a lot of people out in Texas have solar, and their solar didn't even work because it was just too dark.
Yeah.
Here, if everything shut down, you had solar, you'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like, it's too sunny today for solar.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys old enough to remember swamp coolers, they call them, evaporative coolers?
Sure.
When we were little, that's what we had. Oh, yeah.
I have those for my lizards when I need to make it extra humid or suck some of the humidity out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, people still use them. People still use swamp coolers out here. So who knows? All right. So you're not going to conserve energy for Texas. You don't care.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of with you.
You know what? They're their own.
They want to be their own country.
Well, they're their own producers of energy. Like, they're energy independent. I don't think people realize what exactly that means comparatively to us who are all federally regulated. Yeah. There is no federal regulation
there. Such misery over there this week. It really was awful. Just terrible. Speaking of Texas, what do you think we should call him? Flying Ted Cruz? Do you like that? Ted Cancun? What do you think?
Okay. Ted Cancun sounds kind of like... It's like
Ted Cancun.
What's his name? Donnie Mexico? Was that what Michael Vick called himself?
Who is Anthony Weiner?
Carlos Danger.
Yeah!
Carlos Danger.
Let's say Ted Cancun.
I love that, Ted Cancun.
You know, he headed to Cancun.
Ted Cancun sounds like that's a super code name you give yourself. What's your name?
Did you hear Ted Cancun? Did you hear that he left the family dog in a frozen house?
Oh, no.
Oh, let's make fun of him.
Perfect name for the dog, too, this time of year.
We'll tell you what the name is, too. We'll make fun of Ted Cruz next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Breaking sad news.
What do you have?
Kim and Kanye have officially filed for divorce.
I saw that.
Can you believe that? Like, if anybody was going to make it, it was those two vapid individuals. Because is there anybody else on earth who could be that vapid, that just annoying, and be yet with anybody else? No, I don't think so. They were a match made in heaven.
I don't know. I always thought he was a racist. I'm serious.
Why is he a racist? How is he a racist?
I mean, you know, the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was misogynistic, part of the patriarchy.
Oh, I can go down a list of stuff.
Or he's just Kanye, yeah, and it's more all about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't confuse the color of your skin with my need to have everybody look at me.
I'm still disappointed he didn't win the presidency. You and I both had Kanye 2020.
2024.
Now,
that's it.
Be The Rock, baby.
Yeah, The Rock. 2024. That's right.
The minute The Rock becomes president, it is officially...
It's awesome.
The movie Idiocracy. If you guys have not seen it, there's a professional wrestler who's the president. Hector Mountain Dew Camacho, whatever his name is.
Ted Cruz. You know, Trump called him Lion.
I don't know his name. What's his name? Ted what?
Lion Ted.
No. I thought he had another name.
Flying Ted. Ted Cancun.
Oh, that guy.
By the way, the memes are just fantastic.
They are fantastic.
And I must say, I'm really enjoying this story. I'm just going to say it out loud. And for those of you who say, oh, you know what? You don't say anything about the Democrats. This is the same as like a Nancy Pelosi going and getting her hair did. Boy, did we make fun of her and as awful as she is. And, you know, she went and did that whole thing. So Ted Cruz, here's what we found out. Couple things. So Ted Cruz, because when he opens his mouth, everything's a lie. Ted Cruz, he's sitting on the plane and he's thinking, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be here. There are people that are freezing to death in my state of Texas. Maybe there's, you know, something that I could do. And you asked me yesterday, well, what can he do to fix the problem? And I just said, well, at least be present and don't go on a vacation and take pictures of you and your kids on the beach and then posting them on you know, Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
Because he can't do anything.
At least be present.
Yeah. Because he can't do anything.
Who's the guy he ran against?
Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke wants to take your guns, right?
Beto O'Rourke
pretty much
is just the all.
So,
it's the worst.
Right. I'm not a fan of his either. But that guy made like 300 or 400 phone calls.
Oh, my God.
I know. But you're asking me, what do you want Ted Cruz to do? At least that's something. At least that's something where you say, okay, I'm going to call, some elderly people and see if they need anything. And then maybe I can put somebody to work, because he's not going to do it. Maybe I can put somebody to work and I can, you know, I'll send you some groceries or something like that. But, you know, Ted Cruz, I just never thought he cared. The thing that he said yesterday was this.
We had spent 2 days without power. And my girls wanted to take a trip with their friends and frankly get somewhere where it was warmer.
Yeah.
Hey, did he in some way, shape or form, did he like get a plane specially to take him out or use a commercial plane?
Commercial.
Oh, that's weird.
Why?
I don't know.
You think he'd get a private plane?
Well, no.
Plane?
I mean, what if you wanted to leave? You would have left.
No.
You would have.
I'm not a senator.
No, but you would have left if you had a chance.
No, I don't know.
Oh, God. Please. Cole, he'd have been out. We were just talking about if it got too hot. We're like, we're going to San Diego. You're going to go up north. We're going to Tahoe.
Oh, I like Tahoe.
I know you do.
Gatos Big Q poll question today, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. I think Ted Cruz is A, a loser who doesn't care about Texas, or B, smart, go somewhere warm. You can vote at KTAR.com.